4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, the United Nations Human Rights Envoy Richard Falk has condemned Israel's, quote, apartheid policy in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Richard Falk has issued a report saying that Palestinian rights are being violated by Israel's prolonged occupation of the homeland and the ethnic cleansing of East Jerusalem al-Quds. The UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in the Palestinian Territories condemned Israel's use of force and unlawful killing of Palestinians, saying that the UN should consider imposing sanctions on Israel. He also criticized Israel's attacks on Palestinian farmers in Gaza Strip, saying that the humanitarian situation in Gaza is dire. He added that Israel violates Palestinians' right to work, education, freedom of movement and assembly. Well, let's speak to Patricia Ramirez, activist and political commentator, joining us via Skype from Montevideo. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Ms. Ramirez. Now, this is not the first report by Richard Falk condemning Israeli atrocities and repression of the Palestinian population. However, how important are such reports in reminding the world of the daily reality that the Palestinians are going through?
Well, I think it's a very important move actually, from a special report from the UN. Actually, it's kind of funny that Israel always like to use the UN when they need and the Security Council, of course, when they need require moral legitimacy to go to war, yet they are prepared to ignore or circumvent it when votes don't go their way. Does it seem right or fair? Was the UN designed only to be a tool to be used by the powerful to legitimize their actions? I don't think so. So was it supposed to be purely a talking shop and to be ignored at will, no matter how deserving a resolution may seem, purely because powerful lobby groups such as AIPAC have control over most of the U.S. Congress? Let's not forget that U.S. has a lot to do with all the battles that the UN been trying to when trying to prepare any kind of measurements when it's when we're talking about Israel violations of the UN resolutions. Let's not forget that Israel has violated, it's the country that has violated the most numbers of UN resolutions in all history.
Indeed. Now, as you just pointed out, the damning evidence provided in these reports also bears testimony to the fact that the international community has largely remained silent on the atrocities being committed against the Palestinian population. However, we're also seeing grassroots movements like the BDS campaign, which is putting Israel in a fix.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that BDS is gaining momentum, and it's not coming from the governments that happened in South Africa. It's coming from the civil society all over the world. And I think it's much related to the social media, because now we have information that is not coming from, of course, the biased power channels that we used to seek as information sources in the past. So I think that Israel is facing very dark moments right now, and as you may see, actually they're getting more virulent and more aggressive each time.
Okay, that was Patricia Ramirez, activist and political commentator, joining us via Skype from Montevideo. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, ma'am.